Hey everyone, what's up? This is Adam from the Working Title Podcast. I'm just going to give you guys a little disclaimer here. This particular episode had quite a few technical difficulties, the most noticeable being that Angel lost about half of his recorded track, so there's quite a bit of blank space in there. If you really are that dedicated and want to hear him speak, you can turn it up really, really loud. There's a little bit of an echo there. So you could quite possibly hear him, although I would not suggest doing that as you would blow your ears out as soon as the next person talks. So, yeah, you can do that, or you can just, you know, use your imagination, create your own little dialogue for Angel, you know, fill in the blank, little ad-lib kind of thing, if you will. Yeah. And it is, of course, because of this reason that we have decided to name this episode Episode 5.5, rather than the full-fledged Episode 6. This podcast also gets a little more suggestive than some of the other ones, so if that kind of thing bothers you, just a little heads up. We have tried to censor it to the best of our incredible technological abilities, as you will see, or hear, rather. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoy it. This is episode 5.5, Working Title Podcast, starting now.
Welcome to podcast so number
podcast number title, six. Episode six.
This is
seven or six. Episode six.
Stop on this podcast.
That's copyright.
Can we like make that our theme song?
I don't think legally we can, but we can maybe sing some of it.
Yeah.
But get picked up by this.
Yeah. All right. Let's sing it, Dale.
You ready?
Yeah, alright. Wait, how does it start?
No, you're gonna get.
I don't remember. Does it.
Were there actual words?
We
wasn't
it
just
it.
Like.
Okay, no.
It was just words.
No, don't do it.
Good show.
And then there was the City Hall one.
Yep. Yes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Adam from the Working Title Podcast, episode 6. And today with us we have a pretty big crew. We've got Dave.
What's up, guys?
We've got Matt. And we've got Matt's friend, whose name I don't yet know.
His name is Nick, but he went to go make a phone call.
Okay, we have
to
Nick. Phone a friend.
Somebody.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to Nick. Who else do we have? Awkward pause. Hey, Dale. What's up?
Yes. Hi.
Angel. Laura.
Hey, Dumbies.
Hey, and there's me again.
Dumbies.
Awesome. All right, so. It's been a while, about 3-4 weeks. What's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well. Everybody's enjoying life. So let's start this off by talking about what games we've been playing. Who would like to go first?
Me.
Okay, Matt, you can go first.
So I've been playing a little game. Who's making that annoying crumpling sound?
Yeah, somebody is like moving their mic around. It's driving me insane.
Stop it.
God, this is a disaster.
Oh, this is fun.
Just so you know, that's not the name of the game I've been playing.
Alright, what have you been playing?
I've been playing this game, a little game called Fable 2. And let me tell you about this game. In
good.
This game,
let's hear it.
You can marry a woman and then have sex with her, give her a baby, and then you can go seduce another woman, bring her into your house, and then have sex with that woman in front of your wife and your baby.
So it's pretty much like real life.
Same time.
Yeah, exactly.
I have barely played the game. I've mostly been having sex with a lot of people in the town in the game.
Can't you?
Is that because you can't score in real life, Matt?
No, what you have to do is I just got
the hot like, coffee mod.
I just did this like this mini game where you make lots of money by being a blacksmith, and then I bought really fancy clothes, and now everyone automatically when I walk around town, everyone wants to marry me, so they'll all just come back to my house and have sex with me.
Can you marry more than one person at a time?
Not in the same town.
No, that's polygamy.
Well,
come
then
on.
What's the fun in that?
You can do anyone in the town, including guys.
That's,
which
that's
I'm sure you've
awesome.
Been doing,
Isn't
right,
the
Matt?
Best game I've ever played. Yes, I have. Everyone
can't you like fart on people and stuff like that? I heard.
You can fart, and then if you ruin the fart, if you miss the farting mini game, you poop your pants, which is so.
Wait,
funny.
Are you being serious right now?
Yes.
You.
It's so hilarious.
You crap in your pants.
That's awesome.
You poop so much.
British I mean, comedy. Ha ha ha.
What is poop but a missed fart?
Yeah. It's like the most highbrow humor, all the highbrow humor you've seen in like Carlos Mencia, like really highbrow type humor. You know, David Alan Grier, Chocolate News.
No, no,
the kind of stuff
no,
see on
no,
TV.
Matt, you're skipping ahead
oh
like
my God.
2 hours. Come on.
It's the
we're not time traveling yet. That's like tomorrow.
It's the kind of stuff.
And we're going backwards in time, not forward. We don't have a DeLorean. We're not going 88 miles per hour. We don't need roads where we're going. I mean,
anyway,
come on, Matt, what do you think?
I love Fable 2. It's actually a really fun game. It's cool. It's got local co-op. It's got a good story, good graphics. Everything. Whole nine yards.
So, is this on the...
Whole 9 yards? Why not 10 yards?
What system is this on? PlayStation 3?
360,
not
Lord.
Not PlayStation 3.
360.
It's on every
Since
system except
I don't own a 360, I really don't care.
Even on, it's on the DS and the PS2 and the Wii.
Virtual Boy.
And the Virtual Boy. They brought it back from the dead to make Fable
What is wrong with
Boy.
Sony?
Shim wow. delicious.
Okay, so I've also been playing a different game. It's called Madden.
Does it start with an M and
Matt, why do you talk
N
like you're trying to like
09?
Why are you talking like you're on a sex line or something? What is wrong with you?
I like it. Don't tell
Matt
to.
It's soothing.
Madden 010.
Matt
010. A dripping wet.
Matt 010, huh?
A dripping wet from. I don't know how it got so wet, but it did. My friend Nick is back. He's going to tell you about a game called Fallout 3. Here it goes. Nick.
Hello. Internet.
Hi.
Space.
Nick.
Hello, Nick.
So,
everybody
hi,
say
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
By a show
hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi.
By a show of hands, because...
E-hands. By a show of E-hands.
By a show of E-hands, how many people have played the new hit JRPG Fallout 3?
I see a few hands there.
JRPG.
Hey, Nick, why don't you tell me something about Fallout 3? Can I play my favorite character, Sephiroth? Final Fantasy's number 7.
Yes. Actually, there's this great story arc with Sephiroth.
Sephiroth. Related to popular actor Tim Roth.
Sephiroth and Tim Roth. And they just covered Tim Roth in a green blanket and eventually removed him.
I remember that from Stuck on You.
That's clever.
Oh,
I don't want
so Matt, has your opinion on JRPGs changed because of Fallout 3?
I still think JRPGs are the scientifically best genre possible.
I was really worried about Fallout 3 until I noticed that I was wearing tons of belts, as many belts as I could find. My hair was so crazy.
Were you wearing some on your head?
Yes, everything was turn-based. Right. That's what I
good,
love.
Good.
I love it. I don't like action at all, or adventure. Just choosing from
Well, man!
And let me tell you something else about Fallout 3 that's really
silly.
Cool. In Fallout 3, you can do this thing where it's like got this mini game where you race around these like big golden chicken type things, and they're called chocolate bows. And you run around on
can
them.
Can you eat
and
them?
And then
can you breed them?
The guy.
No. You can breathe. And you have sex with them.
You have sex on top of them.
I was actually
pretty much the same thing.
That's not really the same.
Once I got home and I looked at what I had bought, I was very nervous because I was trying to buy Flatout 3, and I accidentally got Fallout 3. And I just love gritty racing games. And I mean, I was pleasantly
eating your racing gamer grub while you were playing Flatout 3.
The moment I heard Liam Neeson's voice, I knew I made the right mistake.
You know, I think the Japanese said it best when they were mispronouncing Fallout 3 and called it Far Out 3, because that game is far out.
That's actually why they named it Fallout 3, Matt.
Laura, don't die on us.
How far out it
was. We can't save you. We're not CPR certified.
God, you guys are crazy.
CPR cast.
So yeah, this is...
Alright.
I also yesterday I was playing Resident Evil 4, or as I like to call it, in the local Japan, it's called Biohazard 4. This game is about, the president's daughter went on spring
break.
Okay,
wait, Matt, this is like, everybody knows this, okay?
The president's daughter goes on spring break in a dreary town in Spain for some reason. There's not a lot of stuff to do there, but she goes there anyway to support the local economy.
And the bitch gets kidnapped.
Along the way, this little guy called Leo John F. Kennedy.
Leon!
He comes in and he's like, "What's going on here?" And you eventually have a good time.
He has a really cool leather jacket.
Fall in love,
on a jet ski.
After you take me back to my place, how about we do some overtime?
Yeah, you fall in love with jet ski right away into the sunset, and you burn up in the core of the sun because that's made of lava.
Do not confuse that game, that premise with the wonderful movie My Date with the President's Daughter, starring Eric from Boy Meets World.
The major difference there is
Boy Meets
My
World.
Date with the President's Daughter.
That was a fantastic TV show.
Yeah, there are more zombies in My Date with the President's Daughter. It's a great political satire. On the likes of David Zucker's American Carol.
Yeah, American Carol. Go see it in theaters. Kevin Farley, better than Chris Farley.
If you don't see American Carol, you are not a good American. And that's just that's an important thing for everybody to know.
And coming next year is David Zucker and John Cho teaming up for American Harold and Kumar.
Go to White House. In the vein of political satires, go see Big Mama's House of Representatives, starring Martin Lawrence.
You guys are so stupid.
And that's how I feel about Fallout 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey,
take it back.
Bravo.
The audience.
I have a question.
The audience has given you a standing ovation. I mean. How much can you
Adam,
ask for?
That's a really cruel joke. We know they're all quadriplegics.
Oh, why would you say that? Why?
No need to
bring that up.
Not only that, they all have clappers in their house, and if they gave us a standing ovation, they'd be in the dark and wouldn't be able to find their diabetes needles.
And if they clap hard enough and they're epileptic, they'll give themselves a seizure.
Okay, who's next?
Yeah. We can just throw at Pikachu and it'll like reverse the seizure.
Oh my goodness.
No, that's not.
He'll use thunder.
So what's the next topic here?
We're still on the same topic. It's just
we're still on games we've been playing.
All right. Yeah. Who wants to go next?
I vote Laura, because I want to hear about PS3 because nobody else talks about it because nobody else has it because it's a shitty system.
Whatever.
Go Laura.
I've been playing Little Big Planet, and I ended up getting it.
Hey, me too.
I ended up getting it early with my connections at Blockbuster. I won't say how I got it exactly. But I got it early, and it's a really good game. I like it a lot. It's highly recommended. You guys should go get it.
Is it true that game makes you into a Muslim if you play?
No.
Yeah.
It can in fact.
Converse
you. Do I sound like a Muslim?
How are the Quran
no,
portions?
No. I'm sorry. I'm mistaken. The first version can do that, but since they patched the game, it can no longer.
Oh, bummer.
But I own the version that does have the song. So I'm going to sell it on eBay for $500. You guys are welcome to come and buy it. Any of you.
Somebody
but it's
is
been
going
patched.
To bomb
you can't play the game
I'm
online.
Not say who.
With
With Osama bin Laden.
Well, then he'll just be a really creative terrorist. How about that? You know what? I think Little Big Planet could train terrorists. And, you know, that could be a potentially dangerous thing.
It teaches them how to build rockets.
How's the game? Why is the game fun? Explain to me in 5 words or less why the game is amazing. Go.
Because it is awesome.
Because you can pretty much play... I think the reason why it's awesome...
I'm done.
God.
Cut.
Finish this sentence. Little Big Planet sucked so much...
on opposite day that it was just terribly horrific.
Very good.
And there was nothing to do in the game. The end.
Hold on. The whole game, if I'm correct, it's all platformer where... But you have to make your own levels. Are there pre-made levels that are actually fun, or all the
story mode is really it's long.
So it's not like where the pre-made
you pretty
levels
much
are
have
just like
to
training
you,
and shitty.
You pretty much have to play through the whole story mode in order to get things to make your own levels. You can't just start out making your own levels because you have to have the stuff. You earn stuff in story mode, pretty much, mm-hmm. to make your own levels. So they do have story. There's probably like 30 levels that you can play through on story mode, and then you can start making your own levels, and then there's probably like a million, I don't know, a lot of
yeah, there's
a lot of user made levels,
a big number.
That you could play through,
and the level editor or builder actually is really quite impressive. You can do pretty much anything.
Can you put Miis in the game?
No.
You could.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, I guess you could.
No, totally serious. Because you can take pictures from your PS3, what's it called, iToy? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
With a camera?
Meaning, yes, and, yes.
So okay. You can take pictures with that and import them into the game.
Matt,
like
you
we were talking
make,
about...
Matt, you can make a whole level with just your penis. Mm-hmm. In a
oh,
level,
man.
You know?
I've already drawn
you can do that. I don't think
plans
they,
for that level and
they censor anything or like even look at anything.
Guys, it's
they actually
know something
do,
about
but
that
I don't
level?
Think that Matt's penis will
hold on.
Actually
hold on. You want to know something about that level? It's the shortest level in the game.
But don't.
My penis is very small.
Yes.
And very inconsequent.
We all know. You've
not,
told us multiple
not very
times.
Smart.
It's not very good at doing its job.
So yeah. It's awesome. And
it really
so
is.
You can
it's
basically
fun.
You can add anything you want with the little PS3 camera. And apparently I haven't gotten to this part in the game, but you can make like machines, like I don't know if you've guys seen the Little Big Planet calculator, like
yes.
The Little Big Planet Tetris. There's a guy who made a keyboard. And it's pretty cool.
Kinda reminds me of a little game called Spore. Which came out first.
No, not really. See, like, I was excited for Spore for the same reason I was excited for Little Big Planet, except Little Big Planet didn't suck in the end.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Dave, your opinion doesn't matter. Spore's out on the EA download service.
Better than Steam.
Better than Steam, better than...
Xbox Live Marketplace.
Speaking of
Xbox Live Marketplace, better than TiVo. Use it, EA.
Oh my god.
Alright, you're gonna get sued if you keep playing it.
Jesus Christ.
If I was gonna move my microphone, I would move it right to my butt and fart.
We do what we must,
because
we can.
I'm not gonna do it.
Except the ones who are dead.
Adam.
All right.
We just keep on trying to learn how to pick, and the science gets done, and we make
oh
a neat guard for the people who are still alive.
Adam, you have reached the peak of your
game.
I'm rocking out
right
here.
I got a lawsuit with your name on it.
Anyway,
dude.
who's next on the list of games?
I'm
yeah,
next.
That's a good question.
I'm next.
All right, Dave. What are you sponsored by now?
I am currently sponsored by Fallout 3, which I'm actually going to talk about instead of just blabber on.
I promise you,
oh,
I will agree with everything.
Was
that a,
I think that's a shot at somebody.
That's a shot at somebody. Damn it, Dale. Are you taking
who was it? Was it me?
I think it might be.
I think they're talking about David Unger watched Chocolate News, Comedy Central, 8 o'clock at night.
Better than Fallout 3.
No, Matt, it's not funny. Nobody likes it.
Chocolate News.
He dresses up like a woman. I can barely even say it like with a straight face.
You guys like Tyler Perry, Madea family reunion.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Madea goes to jail. Madea gets raped.
Madea scared stupid. Madea
rape is not funny.
Christmas.
Fallout.
It's funny when a big black woman gets raped because Madea, she's like cross-dressing and stuff. It's really funny.
Okay.
Anyway, Dave, continue.
Back to Fallout 3. Okay. So far, basically, the game is extremely good. Very solid game so far. It's a WRPG, not a JRPG. So you might have been mistaken there about what the actual game is. It's a Western.
Got your
letters. So it's a white RPG?
It's a Western RPG.
Way to be racist.
Women's RPG.
An element of QRSTUVWXYMZRPG.
Well, you can't be racist because he's a Mexican, so.
Yeah.
So just by default.
Who's a Morrissey fan?
You know what? I want some macaroni and cheese right now.
Can you eat macaroni and cheese in Fallout 3?
That's a good question.
Actually, yes, you can eat macaroni and cheese.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yes, you can eat radiated macaroni and cheese.
Is there a demo for that on Xbox
there
Live?
There's currently no demo on Xbox
you can
Live 4.
Get a picture
that
pack.
Sucks.
You can get a picture
but,
pack. It's just like a demo.
But I like...
Not really.
I like sleeping with
Close.
Women, then blowing their heads off.
Okay, nice. Do you get like health when you sleep with them and then kill them to get their money like you do in
no, you
GTA?
You get radiation poisoning from their
having sex.
Vagina. Yeah, their dirty vaginas. They're radiated.
Oh, speaking of Fallout 3, did you guys see the Little Big Planet Fallout 3 commercial?
No, I didn't.
YouTube it. It's pretty cool.
Adam, are you
like
back
right
to,
now
back
sponsored
to the
by
game.
Little Big Planet?
I might as well be.
I'm getting
hey, Nintendo not paying you enough?
No. Fallout 3 is being advertised during Chocolate News. That is confirmed.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it made,
man, you guys
it made
love beating a dead horse, don't you?
The horse was... It's a fake horse. It's like one of those like real girl dolls, but it's a
it's
horse.
It's a pinata. It has candy in it. Why wouldn't we beat it?
Yeah.
We want to get to the chocolate candy, the chocolate news candy at that, inside
oh
the
gosh.
Dead pinata horse.
I'm pitching my own show to Comedy Central. It's called The White Chocolate News, and it's got... It's
what,
also,
what is it going to be about,
it's,
Matt?
It's got David Alan Greer in it. It's the same thing as Chocolate News. I just want
you
two,
know what? We're never doing
on
this
air,
on a Saturday
time.
Night again, because you guys have obviously been drinking
it's,
way too much.
It's Chocolate News with inverted colors, so they all look white.
it's David Alan Greer in white.
All right, so the big thing about Fallout 3 was that it's made by not the same people who made Fallout 1 and 2. So
no,
is it as good as the first...
Two. Yes. It is better than the first two because the first two they were very way too much on pop culture references and really don't the type of game doesn't really like move itself along with generations. Fallout 3 is just if you like Oblivion and I know there's a lot of people who did like Oblivion. It's Oblivion but better in terms of it kind of really
it's Oblivion with guns.
Well, not exactly because it really does drop a lot of the problems that Oblivion
and
had with the leveling system. Things don't level with you in this game, so it's not like you go back to like the starting area and there's like a freaking like you know giant like trying to kick your ass or something like that. Also, the VAT system, which is basically, it lets you pause the game and target specific body parts for, like, percentage-wise. People think it's, like, it's easy, but it's not, because
no,
it really
not.
Depends on your accuracy. It depends on how strong your gun is.
Your action
and
points.
And your action points, how many action points you have. And when you actually do hit somebody and kill somebody and their head pops off, it's really, really awesome and really, really enjoyable. And the game is just damn long and really good. The story is fantastic. Again, yes, you actually start the game being born, like
with Liam Neeson.
With Liam Neeson, you're born and you're coming out of the vagina.
Really? I thought we all get dropped off by storks.
Whoa! C-section. You can.
This game will shatter my mind.
I didn't really like the part where you had to watch the entire vagina monologues. It was really long, and I didn't see why that was necessary.
If you hit the X button rapidly at the beginning, you have a C-section, and there are complications with scarring It's really, it adds a lot to
the
game.
Yeah, the way it does the tutor roll is really actually really nice. The first thing it does is when you're being born, that's how you choose what you're going to look like, your features, if you're a boy or a girl, that type of thing. And then you move on to, like, where you're, like, just starting to walk, and you can babble, and, like, you're walking around and everything like that. And
I can see how that's very functional to later in the game, where, you know,
you can
because
watch
if you don't
the
walk
babble.
Properly in the beginning, you're just going to be in the end.
Yeah, you're going to be a retard.
And then, yeah, it moves,
like,
it moves
so
on
can
to,
I,
like...
Can I start gimping from, like, the age one, like, from, like, 2 months? Like, I want to gimp, is there any way I can...
you can't, but if you want, you can't, like, start out gimp, but if you want to, you can jump off, like, a building and break your leg and walk around gimp the whole game if you want to.
That is true.
That's totally up to you.
Unless you sleep, then it gets healed.
Yeah, you can get the first. Also, there's something like I took this test where I got like I was testing how much radiation I can be exposed to, and I got mutated to the point where if I stand in radiation, I start growing limbs back, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Wait, you can lose limbs?
Yeah, you can lose limbs.
Yeah. Well, they get really crippled.
Wow, that's that'll suck. So I guess that'll really throw down your action points.
They get more crippled.
Action points.
It throws down your action points. Yes.
His name I can't remember.
It's like, oh, last battle, I really lost an arm. And
they get more crippled.
But let me just stand in this puddle of mutated shit. It's growing. Back.
Well, yeah, but you also get radiation poisoning for standing in radiation, of course.
The best part about the tutorial is that it makes an automatic save so that if you want to ever start the game over, you don't have to sit through the tutorial all over again. And that was cool. I did like that.
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
it saves at the point where you can, like, where it gives you the option to go back and change your character all over again before continuing.
Oh.
So it makes a separate save. So if you want to start over and you don't want to go through the tutorial again, you can just recreate your character and start from then.
Okay.
That was cool.
Without having to do, like, you know, learning how to talk to your dad. You know.
If you played Oblivion, it would be like a save right before you exited the sewers. Like, that's where the save is.
But you can, like, rechange your look and everything like that, though, too, at that point.
Yeah, that's what it was in Oblivion, too.
But the game is, like, it's really worth your money.
Who's making that weird noise?
That would be Dale. He's actually currently, we're cutting into his masturbation time right now. He likes to
sorry, Dale.
Make weird
that's not me.
Ethiopian
Dave,
noses and clicks and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no, no, no.
Apparently Adam's never been to Ethiopia. Ethiopia, don't do that. They click, dude.
Racism is never funny unless David Alan Greer is perpetuating it.
Guys, can I seriously want to talk? Everyone,
just like to say to our listeners that we love you all and we don't hate anyone.
Next
one of
Tuesday,
you
have to exercise your right to watch
to vote
to party
to watch Frank TV on TBS.
new episodes.
Frank Caliendo is one of the most talented impressionists of our time. Let me just name a few people he can do. Not, like, literally. Like, he could have sex with anyone, because he's really popular. But I mean, impress. He can impersonate.
All right, Matt, we'll hold off
George
on that
Bush,
one, because it sounds it's
Donald
very enticing
Trump.
To listen.
George
so,
Trump.
So we're just going to
do
it anyway. Push that back
Donald
a little
Bush.
Bit.
He can
we can just talk over him.
He can do Christopher Walken.
Craig Kilborn. David Alan Greer.
Dave, just, you can...
He can do
can
Craig Stillborn.
Speak while Matt's speaking, and it's okay.
Just keep
he
on
can
going,
do,
Dave. He'll still be talking when we get done.
He can do, yeah, he right, can do a really good impression of
so
Mary
Dale,
Tyler
have
Moore.
You done anything?
George Washington, even though we don't really
other
know
than
what he
playing
like.
It yourself, does not count as a game.
Frank TV, 11
well,
p.m.
Well, to some
PBS.
People it does.
Well, you know, you can sleep in your hand and give yourself to Stranger.
Yeah. Copyright. Copyright.
Whose hand is that?
Oh,
my God.
It's always a little exciting. You know, it tosses a little oomph into it sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Something new to try. Or you can do the reverse grip. Yeah, it's always fun.
The reverse script works. I can quote for that.
Because you know,
let's save this for our masturbation cast. Keep on.
Yeah.
Jerk cast.
Or the
jerk cast.
Or the Dave
yeah.
Chappelle rip
tug cast.
Cast.
Tug cast.
Yes, it's Dale's turn. Come on.
Oh yeah, Dale.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. I'll be honest with you guys. I haven't played really any new games. Like,
get
the
out
game
of
I've been playing the
why
most.
Are you, why, are
Dale,
you
why am I here? Because I love you guys.
Why are you talking?
Dale, we haven't really either. You just make it up.
Oh, let's see. Well, then I played Fallout 3 and...
Have you been playing Tamagotchi?
Yes.
Digimon.
All that too on the side.
Gigapets? Is that what those things used to be called?
Yep.
Neopets.
Neopets, there you go. Actually,
no,
I've been playing
remember
Furby.
The Gigapets that were like the little keychain things you had?
Beanie Babies. I've been playing Beanie Babies.
Oh my god.
Have you guys
awesome.
Been playing? Have you been playing Beanie Babies lately?
Yeah.
Beanie Babies.
Furby
stares
into $300. Your soul at night.
Did you guys get the new Ginger the Monkey?
Yeah.
Beanie Baby?
Not yet.
I hope to God you're making that up right now.
Not yet.
Please tell me, Adam, you made that up.
If you know that, that's.
Why would I make that up, Dave?
Do you know how I know you're gay?
Angel?
Because you listen to Coldplay.
Because we've done it together.
Because you taste like shit, man.
Because you suck my for money.
For cheeseburgers, man.
You dummy.
You said you'd blow me for
a
cheeseburger.
Getting a little raunchy, guys. Let's lower it down a bit.
Oh, sorry.
Coming at you, number one.
There's children listening right now.
There's no one listening right now.
Right.
Yeah,
no. Listening right now.
Actually, I'm actually quite offended when I listen to the podcast. Again.
I wonder if any of those people who like raped our board are listeners.
Probably
if
not.
They are, hey,
wait,
guys.
Where's
this
coming from? How about,
what's up, guys?
Is Laura ever gonna put
somebody,
this on iTunes?
Somebody posted something about finding something and something.
Finding Nemo on the board and
came. Who though? Like who
finding
from our board did that? Or from who? Like
I don't know. Was it somebody from our board, Laura? You got an email,
Forrester.
Right?
They didn't say who it was. The topic was deleted off GameFAQs whenever they tried
was
to link
it
to
Andor?
Me.
Andor.
I don't think he's a member of
the
board,
third.
Is he?
Yeah, he's doing it so he can get back into the Animal Crossing crew.
I can't wait for Animal Crossing.
Top Hat Mafia in 2 weeks.
I don't really care
still going
about
on?
Animal Crossing.
Hell yeah.
Top Hat Mafia.
Heck yeah, it is. Well, Dale, are you going to get it?
Represent, son.
Probably not.
Right, because he doesn't have his Wii with him.
Because
he's a woman.
No.
All right. So, who's left to talk?
It was Dale.
I was talking about how I haven't played any new games, and
the
game I'm playing the most lately is Max Payne for PC, the first one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Inspired by the movie, I guess. How shitty it was.
That movie looks horrible, and Mark Wahlberg is a talentless hack. In my
opinion. Did you guys see the SNL skit with him?
Yeah, that was awesome. Mark
that was so funny.
Wahlberg talks to animals.
That was great.
No, that's still not
so,
better than
Math TV.
I would only see that movie for Mila Kunis. That's why.
Actually,
that's why
she's
I
in it for like maybe 20 minutes max.
There's a great miscast right there. Mila Kunis.
Has there ever been a movie?
Actually, the whole entire
movie
is miscast. Ludacris is in the movie. Are you serious?
Playing Max Payne.
No, he's not. He's Max Payne.
No, Ludacris is who is he? He's Lieutenant Bravura.
I thought that Max Payne was a good game. I've never played it.
I think it's pretty fun.
It was a good game. It's just a shitty movie.
It's a pretty good game.
All video game movies
guys,
are horrible.
On. Guys, hold on. I have to go pee, so I'll be right back.
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Just keep
awesome.
On trying till you run out of cake.
Super Mario.
Adam, please stop. All right, so you play Max Payne? Are you almost done?
No, I'm
still?
Like, I'm on part two. I'm probably like maybe, are there three parts in that game? I'm probably like 2/3 through it. So, that's what I have to say about that.
Have you played part two?
All right.
Spoiler
Angel.
Alert,
I've,
they make a movie out of it.
What was that? Spoiler what?
Spoiler alert, they make a movie out of the at the end.
Oh, shit,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
With Mark
Dick,
Wahlberg.
No way.
Dick move.
I don't know if you knew about that, but they made it.
And,
why would you...
Not as good as Super Mario Brothers, the movie, but almost.
Starring Bob Hoskins.
And
John
Leguizamo.
And John Leguizamo.
As Luigi.
Luigi
Mario. Who decided to cast him?
I hate, hate John Leguizamo.
Mario, what are you doing? Come eat some antipasta. Luigi, what are you doing cooking the antipasta? We are plumbers, not chefs. And, but Mario.
But Yoshi looks like a raptor in that movie, and that's frightening.
It is.
He is a raptor
well,
in the
a
game.
Dinosaur. I mean, come on.
Well, he's a cute little dinosaur.
Wasn't Bowser like a person in that movie?
Yeah,
like
yes. Dennis Hopper.
Why?
The guy from
Dennis
Speed.
Hopper.
Speaking of
Dennis Hopper?
Guys,
oh,
who are,
shit, that's
who
cool.
Are not the
Dennis Hopper.
Species.
No, he wasn't Bowser. He was King
movie.
Koopa.
Yeah,
King Koopa. Sorry. Koopa. Sorry.
And Piccolo.
Somebody didn't do their homework for that kid.
So
they were looking at the Japanese version.
Yeah. All right, well, I've just finished No More Heroes the other day, and I've been playing Lost Odyssey.
Yeah, my friend's been playing that.
No More Heroes is actually very good, except for the parts that you actually have to...
Play.
Get money for. The game,
oh, okay.
The game goes
you
from
like
missions where you,
to get money?
You go on assassination missions to rank up, and mm-hmm. and you have to face off like cool boss battles, which are extremely cool and fun to do. But then after that, you have to get money to go to the next fight, which is... You have to go to a stupid day job, which unlocks a stupid side mission, assassination gig. And you have to do that repeatedly for lots and lots of monies.
So it's repetitive.
It gets repetitive and very annoying.
Is the final battle hard? I heard that the boss battle, the last one, was really hard.
Well, it depends if you play it on... the hard mode. If you play it on this, because it comes in flavors. It goes sweet, bitter, and sour. And I forgot what the last one was. Sour, I guess.
Disgusting.
Tangy, yeah.
The best parts of that game.
What's up?
Flaming.
Boss battles are the best part.
Yeah, the only good part. And but the open world is terrible. You
yeah,
drive around
I
in your bike, and the bike controls like shit.
Yeah. And it's
that
it's
bike looks so
end.
Awesome in the concept art when it first when that first
yeah it
like,
was
no,
it was pretty cool
out.
But like
it looks so bad.
I mean overall the game is the game like outside from the stupid like mission like when you're in the open world doing like the stupid getting money to go to the next rank fights it's dumb
but the thing is about the open world is it is your character and the bike were the only thing that had good graphics. Everything
yeah.
else looked like complete crap.
And, like, this game looks terrible on my HDTV. Like, there's jagged edges everywhere.
Well,
I was
well
like,
it's cell
wow.
shading. It's going to be jaggy.
Yeah, but, I mean, it
not true.
Didn't look...
That's not
I mean, I've played other cell shaded games, like just, Okami looks good on this TV. And
no, that game is jaggy even on a regular TV. It's really bad, especially in the open world.
Yeah.
So, Angel.
Yeah.
Are you playing this in anticipation for No More Heroes 2?
Yeah. Well, I was playing it because I always wanted to play it ever since I heard it was first announced.
Is there going to be a sequel?
How much was it?
Yeah, they're making a sequel.
Oh, cool.
Which...
Angel, how much was it, or did you rent it from...
here comes my GameFly plug.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I rented it from GameFly.
What was our commercial? Alright. Because I got a $50 gift certificate from Best Buy because, like a week after I bought my 360, they lowered the price $50.
Oh, really?
So I was planning on going and getting Zack and Wiki and No More Heroes for like those $50,
uh-huh.
but they don't have either of those games, which made me sad.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know. So I don't know.
Well, it's not worth a buy. Definitely something you rent because it's quick. It's a quick game.
Well, I mean, if it's like $20,
I think
why
No
not?
More Heroes is worth a buy.
I don't think so. I mean,
no,
it's too annoying
it's
to buy.
I hate renting games, though, so.
Gamefly, I like renting games from Gamefly.
I haven't rented
never
a game
done it.
In, like, 8 years, maybe.
I
yeah, the last game the last game I rented before I joined up was, like, Majora's Mask.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
From Blockbuster?
That was the last game. Yeah, and I went to Blockbuster, and I had to beat it, like, within, like, a week, or how long did they give you? Like, 7 days? Yeah, 7 days.
I don't know.
So, like, so I had to go back and, like, guys, I need to extend it, because I love this game. I want to stay with it as much as I can.
They were like, sure, if you do us a special favor.
Hand job.
Laura, that only happens to you.
Oh, it's because she's a girl.
It's because if you guys didn't notice, she's a girl.
What? Laura's a girl.
God,
yeah.
You're such a jerk.
Old news, dude.
I can tell by the name and the voice.
Well, you can't tell by the voice. You'd be thrown off by the voice.
Oh no! The man voice. That's from a while ago. God. That's old.
Oh, they still haven't let it go, Dale.
every time, it's brought up at least once.
I don't have a man voice. You guys, shut up.
Of course.
You don't want.
You don't.
Guys, can I read a passage from one of my favorite novels?
No. Anyway, so and I'll also into Lost Odyssey, the which is the second game from Miss Walker.
A chapter I like to call.
Oh my god, I hate you so much.
The firm and enlarged condition of a body part or organ.
When the is this happening because my is on your dumby?
Filled with blood, especially the
we have to explain that, or else it will make no sense to anybody.
No, we don't have to explain that.
That's just it.
No one can explain that. That doesn't make sense.
Nobody.
How can you explain
that? Not even
that?
Dave. Okay. And it came out of his brain.
Inside joke, folks.
Oh my god.
I like how we talk like we all actually have an audience. Dude, it's only us that listens to this thing after.
I know. I was gonna say, who actually listens to our podcast?
Why are you
no one.
God,
I didn't want to say anything.
Assholes.
I didn't want to say anything, but am emailing this podcast to Barack Obama. It's gonna be in his campaign speech.
We're gonna actually take over like an hour.
That's gonna
in
be
his inauguration
fantastic.
Speech, he's gonna quote me on what I said about Fallout 3, what I said about Chocolate 10. News, what I said about. He's gonna be quoting that. So, you know.
Matt,
I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry to intersect in your monologue, but did you guys hear about Barack Obama and Sarah Palin being added to Mercenaries 2?
No
what?
Way.
You can play as Barack Obama and Sarah Palin in Mercenaries 2 in the new update that's coming up.
Where did
at
you hear
the same
that?
Time?
Yeah, I actually saw it. Like... I saw a video of it. It's actually quite hilarious.
Because Warzones and John McCain are not
it.
A good mix.
John McCain is not in there because apparently, you know, he's not...
He's old.
Because of the POW camps.
Exactly. So I guess that wouldn't really, you know, throw him in there. But Obama and Sarah Palin are currently going to be added to Mercenaries 2. And actually, and he's running around in a suit, and he's like, I don't know if you guys seen the scene where you take over a tank, basically like you jump up the top of the tank, open it up, and punch the guy in the face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's funny as hell seeing Obama do it. I recommend everyone at least watch it once.
Oh, no, you didn't. You know what would be funny if he played it?
What? Are they going to add Ron Paul to that game? I'll buy it if it has Ron Paul. Oh, wait. Ron Paul. Win elections.
What?
Who the hell's
Ron Paul?
Who is Ron Paul?
Anyway,
Libertarian candidate. He's going to change America by getting rid of the Constitution.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. Now he's like,
I think
everything.
I think Bush did that already.
Oh.
Over the last 8 years.
Ooh,
hey,
okay.
The only thing Bush got rid of is terrorism. And
that's right.
Freedom haters.
The past 8 years, anything big happened to us? Nope. That's what Bush put his foot down.
Weapons of mass destruction. He got those.
Yeah. He got rid of Mexicans.
No, yeah, he did for a day.
No.
For a day, there was
Angel's still
here.
For
a day. Yeah, Angel's still here, man.
Die.
Okay, who's next on the game?
Actually, we're done after this.
I am.
Oh, no, sorry.
Some kind of Wii game,
yet.
I'm sure.
What we should do is just stop this podcast recording
what
and
about
just like
that?
Talk to each other. That's basically
Angel, did you finish the blob yet?
Yeah, I finished it by last podcast.
Oh.
And after that, I played Star Wars The Force Unleashed on the 360.
Dun, dun, dun.
Didn't we tell you that
yeah.
game was horrible?
Yeah, it was pretty fun, but I didn't really like it as much as I hoped I would. The story was really, really good. I had a lot of fun playing it,
but
there are just a ton of glitches everywhere. The boss battles are horrific because the fixed camera is not good at all. The second boss, which is probably the hardest in the game just because he's so glitchy, sucks. The Leveling up your character is pretty fun. That's a neat aspect to it. You can change your lightsaber color and like your lightsaber stats, like make it stronger, electric damage.
Yeah, can you make it pink, please?
I don't know. You can make it black.
Yeah,
that's God. Pretty cool.
I know. I heard about
that.
That
doesn't make sense.
But why would you not have it?
Yeah,
pink?
No, it's a black light, and everybody pulls out glow sticks and does a rave. And
the system is down. The system.
Guys remember this?
Nobody remembers
remember
that
from
no. Okay.
Jane and Bob, bong saber. 420. 420.
Yeah. Let's see. So I'm trying to
light it up. Toke it up. You guys smoke. You guys smoke reefers.
Somebody talk for a few seconds. Okay, I'm back.
Yes, 420.
So Star 420? Wars The Force Unleashed. What else?
What do you guys
the,
feel about 420?
Yeah, the story was really
shut
good.
Up.
You know, it happens between episodes 3 and 4. Except it went too fast. Like there seemed to be a lot of like empty space in the story. Like
is Jar Jar in
like,
it?
Hey, we're here. No, Jar Jar's not here. Princess Leia is in it. And not a lot of people know this, but Darth Vader is also in it.
No way.
He's actually a pretty big part of the game.
Yeah, Darth Vader gets his ass kicked by the Apprentice for some apparent reason, which is just...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but,
wait, what?
Serious,
don't talk about
serious spoiler
yet.
Alerts here, guys.
Don't talk about
having
played
for
it.
Serious, guys. Spoiler alerts.
Yeah,
don't stop! Even. Okay, so...
I didn't even play the game. I watched
now.
All the videos on YouTube
no,
and
shut
saved myself $60.
Shut up. So at the end of the game, you can pick basically two different endings. The good ending, where you fight Darth Vader, or no, sorry, that's the bad ending. The bad ending, where you fight Darth Vader, I don't know what happens, because I didn't do it, and I don't really care to do it. You can YouTube it if you wish. But if you do the good ending, which is supposed to be like the canon ending, you fight the Emperor, and the apprentice dies. Just like, all of a sudden, you know, the strongest Force user in the universe dies, and you're not even really sure how. The Emperor is, you know, doing force lightning at him, at the apprentice, and the apprentice is holding it back while his little rebel buddies escape. And so, like, right before they escape, you see, like, this big explosion, and the rebel guys are like, oh no! And then they run away. And then it pans back to, like, the little area where the apprentice and the Emperor were. And the apprentice is on the ground, apparently dead, and the Emperor is all like, we killed him. And Darth Vader's like, yes, my master.
No, he's like all fucked up and shit like that. He's like missing like limbs and crap like that. Like,
yeah. The apprentice messed up Darth Vader pretty bad, but then somehow he didn't manage to kill the Emperor, even though he was stronger than the Emperor. And the explosion, you know, killed the apprentice, but didn't even scratch, you know, Vader. Or
is this the same?
Really,
wow, that's
really
awesome.
Messed
so
up
I never,
ending.
Is this the same
no
Emperor from the Disney movie The Emperor's New Groove? Is it?
It
David Spade.
It is not, but I think they are related. I think they're cousins.
Cusco?
Like, yeah, Cusco. Mm-hmm.
He was a llama.
Does Patrick Warburton do a voice in this movie?
Perhaps.
They're doing
Yeah, so, spoilers over.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, no problem. I've also been playing Little Big Planet. I don't have a PS3, unfortunately. I don't have the monies. Some people who will remain unnamed. have been telling me to service my body to people, and I'm not down with that. That's not my thing.
I'll go down
so,
on that.
So, yeah,
yes, I will. Just for your PlayStation 3, I'll help you out.
Oh wow, that's so kind of you. Thank you, thank you. Seriously. So
what's next
yeah,
in the order
so
of business?
I've been going over to my friend's house and kind of stealing their PS3 from them. And,
you bought your friend at that game.
You know, it's pretty freaking fun. I like it. The customization is just... It's exactly what I was expecting, you know? Like I said before, I was excited for Spore for the same reason I was excited for Little Big Planet, which is, like, the customization, and you could do basically anything. But then I got the creature creator and learned that you can't actually do a burp. Excuse me. Anything. It was very limited in terms of the customization, even though it's more customizable than other games.
You can make your Sackboy Sephiroth.
But Little Big Mom. What? Yeah.
Sephiroth.
What is that looking at? The Sephiroth and Old Sack? Is that
it's
DLC?
It's Sephiroth. And Old Sack. And, I don't know when it's coming out.
Okay. Laura, did you get the, what did you get? The Kratos?
I got Kratos and Noriko. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Me too, actually. Even though I don't have the game or a PS3, I got those.
Did you
things,
get them the same way I did?
Anticipating.
Yeah.
Sex?
No.
No. No. See, what I did is I went to the store and reserved the games. I also reserved them for my friend for his birthday, and so he got all
you
the
You got him the...
too. And apparently, somehow, he ended up with an extra snake, or not snake, extra Kratos card. Laura, did one of those come in your box?
Shut up, Angel. No, you know what? I got my Kratos online, and I got my Noriko by calling Best Buy and lying to them and telling them that I lost my... or I didn't get my pre-order. I didn't get the code in the pre-order, but I didn't actually pre-order from them. But don't tell anybody. Okay. I lied to them.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dave.
What?
So, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
What color are your eyes?
My eyes, God, Adam, you're so gay.
Brown.
So, on that note, Dave, I have purchased my reserved copy of Little Big Planet at Best Buy.
Yes.
And along with that nice little receipt I got for $5, they also were kind enough to give me a box with a little piece of paper in it with some numbers and letters and stuff.
Yes.
So since I don't have a PS3, I need some help.
I hope you're not soliciting sex on this podcast.
What?
I said I hope you're not soliciting sex on this podcast. He's not going to sleep with you for the code.
Laura. Where is
joke,
your mind?
Joke failed. Joke failed. Joke so, aborted.
Dave, before we move on, Dave, give me some advice. What should I do? I need guidance.
Guys,
wait, you want your $5 back? Is that what the question is?
Yeah. I think
well,
I do.
Maz.
Go to Best Buy and return it.
Guys, how long is this podcast going to go?
It surely cannot be that simple, Dave.
It can
go on forever, thanks to you.
I'm sleepy. I gotta be at Lamaze class at like 3 a.m., so...
That's just ridiculous.
I have to go to Scientology Church all day tomorrow.
Scientology.
Help me, Tom Cruise! Put out the fire! Alright, let's talk about TGS.
No, nothing happened then.
Since it happened so long ago, none of us can really remember what happened.
By the time,
although Laura would like to speak of Resident Evil 5, which is a good thing to talk about since it's going to be a cool game.
Is it a JRPG?
Let's talk about it some more. Let's talk, Laura.
We haven't talked about it every single podcast, have we? What have I missed?
Yeah, we have. We totally have.
Well, it's worth talking about again.
Let's talk about some more.
Jill Valentine. They say Jill Valentine is dead. Do you guys believe it?
Oh my God.
I think she died. You never
yes,
know.
You They've done it before. Yes, they have. There's a game. There's a game I can think of.
Think of it think. Right now. 5 seconds, Dave.
Let me think. Between games?
Mario Sunshine.
Dave, your time is up.
In between Mario 64 and Mario Sunshine, you find out that the atmosphere is in terrible condition, and we all need to fight pollution together.
Fight.
So Mother Nature
died. Don't let the Reese's melt, guys. Fight global warming. What are we talking about?
That's what Ron Paul is going to get rid of global warming.
I did not.
Well, they could have flashbacks and stuff.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Code Veronica Mars? I played Code Veronica Mars.
Did anybody see the TGS trailer for Resident Evil 5 with Wesker? Which was amazingly awesome.
He's supposed to be like a big part of the game, isn't he?
Dude, he's badass now.
Guys, how much longer is this thing going to go?
Did you guys see the weird guy that played Wesker in the third Resident Evil movie?
I want to go.
I didn't even bother watching it.
Guys, is it all right if I go now?
No, Matt.
No, Matt.
Guys, you don't even know. I drank so much Gruana today. I smoked so much marijuana. And now I'm having a crazy crash, and I'm getting so tired. I need some more balls. Geek beer. Dude,
shut up and shoot up heroin.
The moment he falls asleep, I'm going to give him some more balls.
He's talking, of course, about his testicles.
We do not endorse drug
mouth.
Use on this Working Title podcast.
His testicles.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Okay, Resident Evil 4. Or Resident Evil 5.
Resident Evil? Yeah. The online co-op.
That's pretty cool,
actually. You
guys
think that,
Do you think that they put a black female co-op character in the game to address the issue that you are killing lots of black people?
Probably.
No.
Resident Evil 5.
That's why they put white people in the game.
Yeah, did you see that the trailer had a lot more white people in this?
Yeah, and there was like a Mexican person too. It's
where the hell did Angel come from? Jeez.
I heard the new new co-op character is being voiced by Raven Simone from That's So Raven.
IGN actually had an interview with the woman who's voice acting the girl.
Raven Simone. It's Raven Simone.
Sure, whatever.
How many more Resident Evils do you think they're going to come out with?
10.
Until they start making
money. 10 if we're lucky.
Hopefully 10 more movies, because those are great.
The movies are modern classics, really. Mila Jovovich.
Mila Kunis.
I'm enjoying my cockle bar here. It's pretty good. Resident Evil 1 was on last night for Halloween, for spooky zombie violence stuff.
I actually liked Resident Evil 1. I didn't really like the other ones.
The game or the movie?
No, the movie.
Go ahead.
I mean, it was okay. I like all the Resident Evil games. I think all the games are great.
I never played the first one for more than, an hour, because I just got sick of it. I don't know why.
The only one I've played is 4, which is something I should fix.
Oh my god.
You know what's funny?
God, the remake was so good.
What's funny is that every Resident Evil except for 4 are scary Resident Evils.
Yeah, that is true.
But I think Resident Evil 4 is the best one.
Yeah.
No, it can get creepy. It gets you psyched up because you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna die. Yeah, you don't get scared.
Yeah, but 4 is the only one.
I think
4
is more of like a pop up, you know, cheap scare. My Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts demo is 90% complete. You're trying to kill me, Mom. No worries.
Guys, seriously. I gotta go, guys. I love talking about video games as much as the next guy, as much as the next David Alan Greer. But Chalkin News is on. I gotta go watch it.
You're so God.
So,
Matt, it'll repeat it. It'll be.
I'm
on
sorry.
Right now. Okay.
I'm sorry that I can't stay for a lot longer, but it's getting so late.
Matt,
10:22.
Matt, we love you. Why are you
I'm sorry,
Laura's the granny here. Why are you going to sleep at, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Where does Matt live?
I live in California.
He lives in
the
California.
The jungle.
The mighty jungle.
It's only 10 o'clock here.
Jungle to Jungle. Mighty Morphin Tim Power Allen, Rangers. Watch it. Jungle to Jungle. You guys like that movie?
That's a good idea. Yeah. That was actually on a few weeks ago.
That's
I saw it, and hey,
guys, that's
like,
it. Seriously.
Yeah, that movie.
Any more time, any more, not, you guys just gotta pay me. So bye. Good luck in all your travels.
You're so weird, Matt.
Let's talk about the DSi launch.
No, let's not.
Angel.
Really?
Angel, it was your idea to talk about it.
I am totally... It looks like it's shit from Nintendo. Nintendo.
Nintendo. What about the weird instruction booklet? What about that instruction booklet you were reading from? Wasn't there like weird? Which I would have done.
Well, shit.
Good tip.
Just don't pull them out.
God.
Don't fart. Don't miss poop or miss fart to poop.
That's key. That's a key tip. It's okay.
Because
that kind of reminds me of some of the funny stuff they had in the Wii manual. Like, I can't really remember. I'm like, don't... Oh, God, what were they? It was like, don't put your finger in the middle of the disc, like, get it cut off. Don't, like, strangle yourself with the... I don't know, there were some funny ones. I don't remember what they were. Why?
Because
the weight.
Will it explode?
The butt crack will show.
No, the
show.
Weight might pull down the low riders down.
Can you do a line of coke on the front of it? Are you allowed to do that? Oh, good.
So, interesting thing I learned yesterday. As I was making my Halloween costume, I went out and bought some spray paint because painting it would have taken way too long. So we were using paintbrushes, and I sprayed the spray paint into a styrofoam cup so we could, you know, use the paintbrushes.
You were huffing it, weren't you?
And it kind of ate through the styrofoam.
Whoa.
And then, we tried some plastic Solo cups next, and definitely ate through that as well and kind of exploded onto the floor. And so then we had to put 3 Solo cups together at once, and it ate through that, and it ate through the cardboard the cups were sitting on. So if you would like to get high off of spray paint, I would suggest not doing it, or else your insides will surely die. Yeah. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Spray paint isn't drugs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is 3% complete. Aww.
It's not... Once you... I'm telling you, if you turn off... Like
pajamas,
cock block.
And it burnt. Oh, first off, it burnt my eyes as soon as I started watching it on my TV.
Mighty Mouse.
Penis.
Oh, let's play the penis game.
You know, penis.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
So what is this
online.
Really? It's a really, really bright game.
Because everything is white. Everything is white, right? It looks really stylized, though. I like.
This
I
sounds
like
a Hitler game to me. Sounds like Hitler's favorite game.
But she's a white agent. Anyway.
Runner's eye or something like that, or runner's vision. Yeah. It's just red, yeah. So basically, right. Yeah, you can walk through the game without having to figure out any puzzles or anything like that.
Right. So I was watching some videos, and the player was just running around with people shooting at her. Like... Why?
That's what she said.
I just stormed him pretty good. I was running towards the guy, and I slid into him and kicked him. Then I just popped up and then grabbed his gun and hit him on the back and shot another guy. It was pretty smooth, you know.
Interesting. Who is typing? It's very loud. It sounds like this.
Sorry, that was me.
All the time? Alright. So, why are you encouraged not to fight?
Worst game ever.
But like,
next.
She was holding the gun, so can it be like an FPS?
You can't shoot people, but it's hard as shit. Harder
what?
Than it is in Fallout 3.
So the point of the game is just to run around and not
yes.
die?
Yes, you are a runner. That's what you do, you run. This isn't crappy, like, cartoon crap. It was stupid. I was like, Angel, like, this is stupid. He's like, yeah.
Dave, are you playing Xbox Live?
I am currently playing Mirror's Edge as we are speaking. Just to retry
okay.
it again. See
oh, cool.
Well, then maybe
live
I should
hands
play
on
some Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Have you played that demo yet, Adam?
No, I haven't. It just finished downloading like 2 minutes ago.
It is really good, actually.
Really? I've heard it's
yes.
really bad.
From who? Angel?
Angel?
I heard
how,
it's... No,
how
it's,
would people
it's,
know that?
I've heard it's good. Well,
that
of course,
sucks.
It's not focusing on driving specifically, like you're racing or anything. It's focusing on your vehicles. So you have to build... Because there's been so many... there's been so many of these, you know, games where you have to, you know, use your new power to get a new item. You know, okay, Mario's done it a million times. Banjo
Mario,
was basically...
Mario. Say,
yeah.
it with
Mario?
Say it with me, Dave. Mario.
What did I say?
Mario.
It's Mario.
Mario and Luigi.
A mare is a horse.
It is.
Mario.
Yeah. I don't know. It's from what I've played and from. But it's the original roots of Banjo-Kazooie was just basically a clone copy, almost of what Super Mario was.
Right. Twice.
Made it successful.
Hey. Hey, you. Over there. Hey, you. Over there. Hey, you. Over there. Hey, you. Over there.
I don't know. Viva Pinata is
pretty good. They gave an explanation, like, I don't know, a while back that said, like, the only reason they put in vehicles was because the Xbox 360 allows, like, so much... It's so much more powerful than the other systems, so they found that their levels were way too big to, like, traverse on foot. So that's why they made the vehicles. And that made me feel kind of comfortable. I don't know. Well, regardless, it's only $40, and if you reserve it, you get Banjo-Kazooie for free. So, you know, why not? Right. A week before, for free.
But the thing is, to get the demo, Kazooie, Banjo-Kazooie, the original, comes out on Xbox Live if you pre-order it on the same day that the original game comes out. So basically, like, seriously, who's gonna play the game, like, the day it comes out, like, you know, start playing, like, the original the day that they're playing being the brand new game? Like, does that make any sense to anybody?
Oh, really?
You never played Banjo-Kazooie?
Yeah, definitely do that then.
Well, for Christmas, you didn't ask them for Banjo-Kazooie?
Like, how about, what? Nope, that was for GameCube. No, Eternal Darkness. That was for 64, right? Yeah. I know it was for GameCube, but wasn't there one for 64? Well, damn. That was a good game anyways. Let's talk about... Let's talk about Wii Music. Who wants to talk about Wii Music? I do. Okay. So
that's gonna be awesome.
They've got it's out actually.
A lot.
Probably
actually.
More.
I was at work today. And
yeah,
was
probably
crazy.
Way more than it should. Dave, you know you work at a
yes.
store.
It was kind of sad how many people were buying this damn game. It was really
yeah. The
sad.
First, I went to Best Buy on the day it came out, and they had like this whole stand up front, and
yeah, they always
you know,
have like
it was
this
like
cart.
It was like a four yeah. foot tall, like 1-2 foot wide, and there were only like 20 boxes left, and the game was labeled as $60. I don't know if they were selling it like that, but it was labeled as $60.
You know, I'm playing Mirror's Edge right now. You can turn hostiles off. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Turn the bad guys off?
Yeah.
So. I see here we have two members of this working title podcast here who are they're not really saying too much.
We're listening.
No, I haven't.
Dale, have you downloaded it on your Xbox 360?
I've been busy playing Little Big Planet.
Which you have in your dorm?
No.
you should be doing that now, and we could all play it together, and we could all be one big happy family.
Not me. I don't have a 360.
You can get it on PS3,
but
and you just be like the slightly off cousin of the family.
The retarded cousin.
No, we don't say that.
It's special. I'm special.
Laura said it before.
It's because she's allowed to.
It's stupid brains. We use the term stupid brains now.
So, has anybody played Dead Space?
No, I want to so bad.
It was f***ing scary.
No.
It was scary.
I looked at some concept art and it looked pretty cool. That's all I've seen.
I've heard from everybody who's played it that it is quite possibly the best game ever.
No, it isn't.
I heard it was really good. I heard that it had problems with limited ammo and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
It's supposed to. It's a survival horror game.
Right.
But they say that it's so limited that it gets really like it's really hard.
It's a survival horror.
Okay, yeah, but come on.
Survival.
They have
horror.
To give you enough to That's at least like enjoy the game. Resident you know Evil, what I mean? I guess. Like, it's making people angry.
No, it's survival horror.
Yeah.
It's survival horror.
Like Mega Man 9.
Like Mega Man 9, yes.
See, like video games were using the term noob before it was popular.
Yeah, like you're fucked if you try to.
Seriously?
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Like, you basically have to go run and hide. You have to run and hide, basically.
Well, I guess it's like...
Well, I mean, that's how it is in real life. Come on. NSYNC.
Oh my god, Adam.
Nope, that's Hanson. My bad. Never wanted.
Aren't you supposed to like shoot their legs first and then kill them? I heard there was a lot Sweet. Of blood in this game and guts and fun
yes.
stuff.
You can make it confetti and rainbows.
Oh boy!
Easter egg.
Candy.
That's a question I want to bring up. Like games like Gears 2, where it allows you the feature to turn off language and blood.
Good segue, Dave.
No. Like it is a segue. Like
completely undetected.
My question is like, can the ESRB like put a separate rating on the game? Like for parents, like oh you know you if you turn on this feature, this game's really a T-rated game now. You know.
They could, but that would make them smart.
That would, like, take up half the box just to say that.
Yeah.
God.
Roses and sprinkles.
Oh, I want some ice cream right now.
So nobody's...
Damn, why didn't I get my macaroni
Nobody's
cheese?
Actually played this game?
No.
Sorry.
My friends have been playing it. And they really like it a lot.
I can't seem to get it off of Gamefly. It's always low availability. It makes me angry.
Well, that's some sign of how good it is. Or how popular, at least. Maybe not as how good it is.
You should actually buy the game, you know. Gears 2 is a game you should buy. Yeah, but the online's totally revamped. Like, they also said with, like, Horde mode.
Totally revamped, Angel. Did you
totally
hear that?
Totally revamped, yes.
That's the whole point of Gamefly, so you don't waste your money on a stupid game.
Okay. So, let's talk about Guitar Hero. What? Really? Why?
I got
really?
That.
I haven't heard this. There's a Guitar Hero for PC? Really? I did not know that.
I rented it on, I got it on Friday night, and I played it a little bit, or Thursday night, and, I don't like it as much, I don't think, as Guitar Hero 3. I think, I don't like the song list. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's DLC, so.
Yeah. But you have to pay for it, don't you?
Yes, that's how it works,
Well, I don't feel like paying for it, so.
So did you get the whole bundle or just the game?
I just rented the game from Gamefly. I didn't go. I already have the guitar. I already have the guitar for Wii.
Well, then you don't get the whole experience.
Well, apparently there's a problem with the drums, okay. So it's probably a good thing I didn't buy it.
Yeah, Angel, I'm curious about that.
Then you're missing the whole point of what this game is about, Laura. It's not just about playing guitar.
It's called Guitar Hero. It's about playing the guitar.
That's the point of the game, Laura. Get it right.
Specifically consisting of a guitar, a bass, a drum, and singer.
Well, okay, am I going to get, like, my 5-year-old niece in there to do it? Because I don't have anybody else that likes to...
Why not?
What?
Why not?
How does the singing work on that game? Do you just sing at certain parts, or...
Have you never played Rock Band, Laura?
What?
Have you never played Rock Band? Oh, dear.
Oh my god.
Laura, what are we going to do?
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry I disappointed you.
All right, so basically...
It's karaoke. Have you played Karaoke Revolution?
I haven't seen it specifically for Guitar Hero, but I'm assuming it's pretty much going to be the same as Rock Band. Am I right? The singing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you have, like, the words up on top of the screen, and, like, the pitch is denoted by, like, a line being, like, in a range of up or down-ishness. So, you know, you've got your little horizontal bar that goes across the screen, and the words run from wherever. So they run across the screen, and, like, as they pass the line, you have to say the word. And then the line is, you know, up or down, depending on how low or high the note is. And so you just, you know...
That's weird.
With sing-songiness.
The graphics are... I think the graphics look bad. Like, at least on the Wii.
Really?
Yeah, I think they look worse than they do on the...
Well, that's why.
Well, okay, I mean... Okay,
Wii?
I have...
Hey, Dave.
What?
Shut up.
I have Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii, and it doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look like it does on the PlayStation 3 or the 360, but this one, it has, like, a weird cloudy look to it. I don't know. I don't think it looks that good. I don't think I'm going to buy it. I was going to buy it, but not now.
I think it was on Kotaku, there was a picture of why you should... Yeah, why you should not have Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Because it takes up an entire, like, house. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
What's that?
It does many things aside from being the Microsoft's Me channel. The Me 60s, yay! Ah, really? Baby avatars? That's. Nice. Loading time? Right. Wow.
And it's
so,
like, really quiet.
Like, does it install the game permanently or just while you're playing it? Like, as
it's permanently. It's permanent.
So it takes up space, right, on your hard drive?
Yes.
How much space do games take up?
Depends on the game. Like, Fable 2 takes up like 6 gigabytes.
Oh my god.
That's 6.8 gigabytes. Yes. If you have a 20 gigabyte hard drive, you're fingered by Microsoft.
Yeah, if you've got the $200 Xbox that they're promoting now, you know, you're SOL.
Well, you can't do anything with the two. Actually, what Microsoft is offering, which kind of pissed me off now too, with the arcade Xboxes, if you have an arcade Xbox, you can send your serial number to Microsoft, and you can buy a 60 GB hard drive, like an Ethernet cable, like a bunch of shit that comes with the Pro for like $99, which is cheaper than buying just a hard drive by itself, which just kind of pisses me off too.
Nice.
Yeah, it ends up getting. It's basically spent like buying $100 more to get a Pro. But even if you have an older arcade, like original arcade, you still get the features of what the Pro. If you bought a Pro now, which kind of pisses me off.
I was thinking about getting a 360. Should I get the? Which one should I get?
Just get a Pro. Just get a Pro.
Get the.
How much is it?
$349.
$300. Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Nope, not at all.
That's true. Yeah, I'll be part of the cool crowd then,
And then I'll be part of the slightly less cool crowd. Because the... Why? Which 80 gig did you get? Okay.
Is that one like a different color or something?
Well, the new, you know, Angel, the new 80 gig can't do PS2 backwards compatibility.
We know that. Yes.
Right. No, the Metal Gear Solid one doesn't have the drive.
It's before
that. It just emulates, right? Right, the 40 gigs can't do backwards compatibility. Right.
Which is what I have.
I have a 40. Yeah, I have a 40 gig too. I don't mind this at all.
I thought just the 20 gigs and the 60 gigs had the hardware piece in it. But then the Metal Gear Solid 80 gigs only emulates it, right? It's not the chip. Really?
No, it's an emulation.
I'm a winner.
Why did they decide to do that, though? Why did they leave it out of the 40 gig, but not anything else?
Because they're stupid. Because, like, the excuse... I'm sure... Yeah, they said it was costing too much money. And, you know, PS2s are already, you know, still selling out of the roof. So, you know, why? I don't know.
I mean, I really don't mind it. Like, really, if I want to play, like... a PS2 game, I'll just hook up my PlayStation 2, you know?
It's so much easier just to have one system.
No, it isn't.
It is. It is.
Listen. For my TV, I'm using two HDMIs right now, and I have my cable box, and I have two systems that use HDMI. That means I have three systems that use HDMI, and I have two plugs for it, okay? That basically means I'm always plugging and unplugging my HDMI cable for my PS3 and my 360 anyway, so I don't mind leaving
a
component cable plugged in.
Do you guys still play a lot of PlayStation 2 games?
Yeah, there's actually a lot that I have with me because I need to beat them.
But you're not going to play them because there's new games coming out and you won't touch them because new games are coming out.
I'm playing old games now.
I told Adam he is crazy to hold on to all of his games. He needs to sell them and then he can go and get a PS3.
Yeah, I don't sell my games. That's
you have
ridiculous.
A ridiculous amount of games. Just go...
Exactly.
Well, what else is he gonna do?
I'm not gonna sell a game.
I'm not gonna sell
a game for $5 when I paid $50 or $60 for it.
No.
It's not worth it at all.
If you eBay a game like right after it came out, maybe like if you like 2 months after you bought it, you really will get only you'll get like $10 less than what you paid for the game. It's really good how much you get back for it. It's totally.
I don't do it.
No, I won't. I won't do a game for it.
I'll just keep the games.
Let them sit there forever.
Forever. So let's talk about this new thing that you wave in the air and it's made by Sony and like it does things.
It's just a patent.
Is it real? Yeah, I'm sure the patent is real, but I don't know if they're actually going to do it. So what we're talking about, by the way, is a new patent by Sony that basically makes a Wiimote controller. What it does, it has ultrasound to determine absolute depth from an ultrasonic detector and to determine distance between two controllers in your hand.
Is there a gigantic ball on the end of it, or is that just me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there is. And between multiple player controllers.
Oh.
There's an array of LED picked up by the PSI, oh, that's what it says, PSI camera, to determine the absolute XY position with support from microphone away and ultrasound signals using triangulation, as well as information about the controller's location relative to your body, accelerometer in the controller to determine XYZ and rotational inertia, and the patent describes replaceable faceplates and two controller faceplates to provide traditional DS controls and also various configurations like plugging two together.
Dale is
yes.
going to go. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Why is Dale going to go,
sleeping.
Dale?
And you're horribly
you...
boring him, he told me.
I'm tired.
Why am I... I'm talking about exciting things, Dale.
I did not say that.
Why am I
I'm
boring?
Just kidding, Adam. He didn't tell me that. He's tired.
Not boring.
Laura, why would you say that about me?
Because I'm mean.
Yeah, we're almost done. We're almost
Where
done,
Where are you
guys.
Going, Angel?
Hang in
Bet.
There.
Oh. Is it 2 o'clock?
9
it's
in the afternoon.
Your Did daylight savings time happen?
It's actually 12:54, Angel. 12:54.
Being so good, just the way that we do. When it's 9 in the afternoon. Let's talk about, briefly, E3 of 2009.
Do you want to say goodbye to Dale first, or what?
Dale's staying. We only have one more topic.
Oh, is Dale say?
Well,
when is,
okay,
when
for
is
now,
E3
we'll just,
in
for
May?
For now, we'll just say. It's in the summer.
And there's a giant ball on the end of the controller.
It goes back to the patent.
And you can connect them.
It becomes like a cool
the
boomerang.
They're bringing back the Sony boomerang. Like, I don't know, but you know there's that one picture, figure 9B? I mean, the guy's even holding it like a boomerang. He's like getting ready to throw it at his TV.
Lots and lots of lawsuits, I'm sure.
As a sword, yeah. The website for this is... The website for this, in case you're interested, is www.neogaf.com/forum/showthread.php?(3405.26).
But nobody's gonna put that in.
Everybody's.
Thanks.
Good.
I just
wanted
in.
To throw that out there, so you know people could
that all in
people
my
could
bar.
enjoy what we are enjoying.
That was so funny.
Once again, that is http://.
We only needed
okay,
it one
so
time.
E3 2009.
Oh my
let's,
god.
Let's just say for now that yeah, it's going to happen.
When does it happen?
People thought this year was going to be the last one, but apparently it's not. It's going to be in LA again, I believe. And
it's going to be bigger,
better,
and more badass.
Yeah, they're revamping it, so it's not going to be like the lame E3s that have been recent. But they're going back to the old ways where they're
even
gonna,
though,
like
we totally know
because,
like, you know, we're editors
be...
at video game websites, and we've been to E3s,
yeah,
and we know what exactly
the,
what they're like.
The,
and
the attendance cap is going to be 40,000, and I think, like, this year's like, I don't know, 10,000 or something.
I heard it's also, I heard a rumor that it might be also be like TGS, where like the first, like at last 2 days, like it's going to be open to the public. That's what
no,
I heard.
No, that was a complete rumor. Nobody knows where that came from, but
that's why
I
just
believe
said
they are,
I
believe they are letting back in like GameStop managers and those kinds of folks. So
I work at Best Buy.
Cool.
I work at Best Buy.
Well, you should ask about it. Oh, Angel, I hear you won something for Halloween.
Oh,
And what were you? Beer pong table.
For $20, yes. It still doesn't make sense. Was there like was there people there who were actually like in custom uniform, like custom costumes and everything like this?
And like how and many like jokers? How many jokers were there?
What was the best looking?
You can count one more because Dave was Joker. Really? That's cool. Joker and Joker. Nice. Barack Obama.
The Brock the Rock. The original Joker or the new Joker?
And you said there was a guy who's dressed up as Hiro Nakamura? Are you sure it wasn't him and he didn't just like time travel or teleport into the bar?
I'm Hiro doing Nakamura. It right now. I'm
Angel,
doing
don't
it right
tell
now.
Him that. Now he's got suicide.
Behind you guys. Now, Angel, do you feel that you should have won first prize, or do you think there was luck? Like,
he won. That's all that matters.
And aren't you glad you did? There you go, people. Dress up as a beer pong table for Halloween, and you will win a Wii.
Now, a beer bong?
Now, just
go around town winning Wiis. Yeah. Yeah. Were there other contests? Oh, okay. No, but like other bars having contests. Dude, you could have gotten like a whole entertainment system just going around town winning. It's not bad.
Ooh, 26. Vizier. Vizier.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Holiday season.
Oh, at Best Buy we have like 60 Wiis in the back.
Holy
yeah,
crap!
We just did go.
Oh
back
my
time,
god!
Actually.
We just time traveled. Everybody. We just time traveled. Oh my god! What just happened? My mind is exploding right now. I think you guys. I think I'm Hiro Nakamura.
I didn't go back in time.
Japanese.
I live in Arizona.
I really think so. Wait, so like...
Whoa.
What?
Weird.
Oh my god. Time-space continuum. Something is going to explode somewhere.
Crazy.
Okay. And I think we should wrap it up. Because apparently everybody has to go. It's night time for the Working Title Podcast cast.
You know, that's a master
title podcast cast. So, thank you guys for listening. Another nice, lengthy, chunky, beefy podcast. So, this is Adam, and we are signing off.
Later.
Bye, everybody. Bye. We don't listen.
Love you.
Oh, bye. Wait. Not
oh
yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. If you want to visit our board, yeah? proboards.com. Everybody has stopped recording except for me, so maybe I should just go on my nice monologue and talk to you guys and tell you guys how much we appreciate your calls and your listening and Keep calling. give us some money so we can beef up our technology. And yes, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Adam.
Hello.
They got disconnected.
Caller.
They got disconnected.
We got disconnected, folks. I'm sorry. So I suppose everybody else is talking in my ears, and it's very hard to concentrate on what I'm saying because they're talking at the same time I'm talking. Because
Dave and Angel are talking.
They're whispering about
course.
Me. They're saying mean things about me, and I don't appreciate it. Yes, Angel, I'm really having a monologue right now, and nobody can hear you except for me. So, with this, I will say adieu. Goodbye, our loving audience. Until next time.